What is going on, men? It's your boy, Crimson. I wanted to explore something. I wanted to explore something that is actually going to help you, men. It's actually going to help you rethink a lot of the conversations that maybe you've had in the past that help that have hung you up. It'll help you understand women a lot easier. The world's greatest hostage negotiator. Something that I learned from this man. I learned a great deal from this guy. He had a book released called Never Split the Difference. Negotiate as if your life depended on it. His name is Chris Voss. And a lot of the techniques that I learned from this man helped me better understand life. He's a fellow Christian and a fellow, you know, I guess, he's a man who's out to try to find knowledge. He didn't stop at just understanding his craft. No, he went back to college in his 30s to better understand his craft. He divulged his entire being into understanding negotiation to the psychological level. Some of the things that I learned from this man have helped me out so much to the point where I'm now starting to see things as just existential. The idea that good and bad, people just exist. Morals are fleeting, ever-changing, just like the tides and the winds of Mother Nature. Now, I wouldn't be any kind of a man if I didn't admit that I went through a couple existential crises in my life. You kind of start to shake your own boat, as it will. Go a little insane, trying to decipher so much and trying to defragment a lot. But the secret that he taught me was sympathy. That is a man's greatest weakness. And it might as well be, and according to him, it might as well be one of the seven deadly sins. Sympathy is an absolute weakness to negotiation. Sympathy can cost you in negotiation. Now, if you were to take that into life, yeah, it can cost you a lot in real life. It can cost you quite a bit. So here's my stance. The best way to deal with situations like that is to empathize. Now, empathy and sympathy are two completely different things. You know, in one of my videos, I made mention that it would make no sense to disregard a woman's emotions, because logic comes before emotion. Now, here's the thing. Disregarding a woman's emotions is a very silly, stupid idea. Because you're designating an entire section of life and ignoring the warning signs. Instead, it would be in your best interest to empathize with the woman's emotions. Empathy is different from sympathy. See, sympathy is more like you can feel, you can put yourself in their shoes, or you are putting yourself in their shoes. You are experiencing what they're experiencing, and you are feeling what they're feeling. That is a weakness. Empathy is simply understanding. To see the approach from the other person's perspective, that is all. As a matter of fact, Marcus Aurelius said so himself, that when you look at an enemy and you come to understand why it is they do what they do, you'll feel sadness for them. In other words, empathy. You'll understand them. You'll understand why that person made the decision that they made, because it's a decision that you would have made. And on the other hand, if they decided to make a different decision, you know, according to you, then you must really feel bad for them because they're just ignorant. They're stupid. They made an impulsive decision. Much like a woman who goes through a divorce and then later complains that she can't find a man. I can't tell you how many times I hear those complaints. But my point is this, man. Empathy is one of the greatest allies. It's one of the greatest assets that you have as a man. It serves you to have empathy. To understand where another person is coming from and to approach it tactfully will do you a world of good. Now, what empathy has done for me is it has shortchanged a lot of long-winded conversations. You see, when a woman is arguing with me about trying to better myself, what a better decision to do, right? How many women do you know in your life that are always telling you you could make a better decision, you could get a better job, you could do a better, you could live a better life, you could do things better, you could live life better? What they're doing is they're putting you in a position to help them out, right? But you need to understand is that they're looking out for you and your best interest in order for them to elevate. That's just a simple logical fact. But make no mistake, they are thinking about you in the process. Of course, you've got to do all the dirty work. You've got to do all the footwork to make shit better, right? In order for them to kick their heels up a bit. But to empathize with that understanding, it'll do you a world of good. Because instead of approaching it with, why the fuck are you always telling me what to do with my life? The better approach is to say, yeah, you know what? I love you too. It catches them off fucking guard every single time. Because they realize that the worry and panic that they have in their heart of you doing better in order for them to achieve themselves, they realize that it's coming from a place of love. It disarms them. It completely throws them off guard. When a woman is arguing with you about you, it's not about you. They're doing it because they desperately need you to improve in order for the relationship to last before they pull the final straw on you. And here's the thing. Because you're able to empathize with those situations and come up with a better answer, a better way to answer and fix the situation. You're able to look outside of the situation. Now, that's not to say that the situation is going to get better. It's not to say that the Titanic, it's going to stop the Titanic from sinking. But what empathy does is it puts you in a position to be able to see all the other moving pieces. Because if you're in a mode of sympathy, sympathy puts you in their shoes and it causes you to be blind. It causes you to fucking miss all the warning signs, all the red flags, because you're too busy trying to fix the situation in order to make them happy. Empathy allows you to see things from the outside in. It allows you to see all the other avenues of destruction. It allows you to see the red flags. It allows you to understand where this person is coming from. And oftentimes it's a place of selfishness. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to sit here and bullshit you and say, this is the way to save your relationship and this is the way to pick up women. As a matter of fact, this is a way to see a lot of fucking dangerous shit in your life. This tool will cause you to see a lot of really fucked up shit in your life. And it's because, as I said, empathy is a man's greatest weapon. It's your greatest ally. It is your greatest tool in your arsenal. It should be the foundation of every one of your problem-solving skills. What empathy will allow you to do is to dismantle a lot of the bullshit problems that women come to you with. When a woman says something and it comes from a place of feeling, you can say, I can see that you're scared. I can see that you're angry. Sounds like to me that you're hurting for this particular reason or that particular reason. You're hurting because you feel like our relationship is falling apart. You're hurting because you feel like we're about to meet our relationship's end. You feel like this isn't going to go anywhere. The others, like labeling a lot of those situations and calling them out will disarm everything. It'll allow you to say, these are the cards that I think you have, and have the person tell you, actually, this is what's actually in my hands. Remember, I don't know if I've ever said this before. You can't force a person to tell you what's wrong. I learned this from my ex. No matter how many times I would scream and yell, just tell me what the fuck is wrong, she would never tell me what was wrong. I had to trigger it. Like a mousetrap, I had to set it off. And in order to do that, I had to give false information. I knew what the problem was. But every time, and you're going to face this at some point, every time that there's a time when you think this is the problem and you call it out, they will throw you off for the simple fact that they need to be right. You could sit there and say, I feel that, you know, I can see that you think that this relationship is about to end. You think that I'm growing distant. They'll grow cold and silent. And they'll tell you, no, that's not it. And throw you off the fucking case. Completely throw you off. And I'm here to tell you that when they say no, chances are high, it's a yes. But you want them to say no. Because if you can get them to say no and protect themselves and correct you, then that's when the truth actually comes out. Their truth will literally fall from them. They will release the truth to you. A lot of my experiences that I had with my ex had to deal with narcissistic abuse, and in order to combat that, I had to become a sociopath. I had to sit there and analyze and struggle to not put the things that I was learning to negative use. I had to literally sit there and learn how to read this woman, how to learn how to read when she was lying, when she was hiding something, what she really meant when she was arguing with me. What do they really mean when they're attacking you? When they're attacking your personality and things like that, it's out of a place of desperation. They have nothing left. So they attack your character and your morals. And they start to try to shake you from your principles and your values. And I guarantee you that once you understand what a narcissistic wound is and you keep chopping at that fucking wound until they go ballistic, I'm not the type of person to run away. When that narcissistic wound goes off, I keep hacking at it until that nerve is fucking dead. And then I bring up another fucking wound and I keep hacking at it until it's fucking dead. The reason being, the more you hack away at a person's wounds like that, they become dead inside. They no longer wish to attack you is because they're too busy trying to problem solve the pain that they've just experienced. They're too busy trying to fix the shit inside themselves. Oftentimes, not many. I find that I get better results when I create the narcissistic wound, when I hit the narcissistic wound. And then I just keep fucking hacking at it. I get extremely quick and easy and resolvable results. It's miraculous, really. To watch these people go from insane to tame in just a matter of fucking minutes. But becoming a sociopath really fucking hurt me. Because I no longer look at life and people the same way again. I'm too busy listening to tone. Too busy looking at body language. I'm too busy looking at their eyes. I'm too busy reading the room and reading the situation. And if I can't read the room or read the situation, I either discard them in my head as just nothing but an emotional fucking roller coaster. I'm just an insane, unhinged person. Or I prioritize them as target number one. Now, I don't go around fucking trying to get people fired, trying to get people into fights, trying to trigger people. That's not what I do. What I do is I take notes. And I don't fucking need to poke at them, because there's a reason why I don't make friends with women. There's a reason why I don't make friends with certain narcissistic people, and there's a damn good reason why I don't make friends with fucking sociopaths. Because they fucking let you down every single time. You give them one chance, and one chance only. And if they fuck that up, that's on them. You never give them another chance to try to hurt you again. And they will. But going back, kind of went into a different rabbit hole here. Going back, one of the greatest things that I learned from Chris Voss was empathy. It took me a long time to feel what that was like. When you've gone through narcissistic abuse, your head becomes extremely foggy. Memory tends to slip. You start to question yourself if that ever really happened. It took me about 4 years to recover from it. The only way that you can slowly start to recover from that type of pain, I mean, it doesn't help that I was drinking. But in order to recover from that pain, you have to take accountability for what you've done. Because you did play a part in that relationship. And the moment that you own up to the situation and play and say your part, no matter how small or no matter how big the arguments may have been, no matter how big or how small those insults may have been to you, take accountability for it. It'll heal your heart, it'll heal your mind, and it'll cause that brain fog to slowly dissipate. But accountability for those moments is very, very crucial. It might even taste bitter at first. You might even recoil and try to defend your position. Don't. Just surrender to the shame and guilt. Let it mold you. Let it sculpt you. Through that, you'll be able to heal a little bit over time. And it takes work. It's not something that you can do once or twice a day. Or excuse me, once or twice a month, once or twice a week, once or twice a year. This is something that you got to go at it every single waking moment of your life. Going back to empathy. When a woman says she feels something, you've got to listen to what she's really saying. As I made mention before, there's a difference between feeling and believing. And oftentimes these women say they feel something followed by a belief. It's an idea. And the statements usually go as such. I don't know, I feel like that's a really insecure thing to say or to believe or to think. So I feel like it just shows that you're really insecure. What she's really trying to tell you in that statement is, I'm not going to try to fucking empathize or use any kind of logic behind it. What I'm going to do is I'm going to belittle you. But understand why they're doing it. Empathy is the power to understand their position. When a woman says she feels, what she's really saying is, what I'm thinking is that you're really insecure. Now, if you respond with, I could feel why you would think that way, it makes no sense. I could feel why you would feel that way, it makes no fucking sense. I could see why you would say that. Makes better sense. I can understand why you would think that. Makes better sense. And oftentimes when I correct these women and I say, you know, there's a difference between a feeling and a belief. So which is it? Immediately they get a table turned. I have no idea what the fuck. I have no idea how to respond. The difference between a feeling and a belief is very big. And understanding the two makes you wise. So as we've come to understand that empathy is a weapon that a man can really use to his advantage, it can cause you to become dangerous sometimes. Because you become the nicest immovable object in the room. And that's what you want to be. What you want to hear from an individual when you empathize and you're able to call out and listen to them and even give them feedback or repeat back to them what they've said, what you really want them to say is, that's right. Once you get them to say, that's right, you've accomplished 100 out of 100 in their mind and in their heart. That means you've listened to them completely. But again, oftentimes, you're going to come across a motherfucker who's going to disagree with you. You can call it out, and you could say all these things, and what they're doing is they're protecting themselves. They're disagreeing because they don't want you to figure them out. They don't want to be figured out. They don't want the problem solved. They don't want to be fixed. So what they'll do is that they'll say, no, that's not it. It's actually this other thing, and it's got nothing to do. It's a smaller, I don't know, they just want to feel unique in the sense. And you got to respect that. Because the moment that you honor that moment of them just trying to be unique and different, that you're not able to figure them out, even though you have, they'll let their guard down. Every fucking time. Once you lower that defense of uniqueness, that's it. Game over. Once you identify that they're trying so desperately to be a fucking snowflake and just honor them for that. And what honor looks like is, wow, you know, you're a really different style of person. It's really hard to figure you out. I would imagine that it takes a very special, very cavalier type of person to be with someone like you. Someone with stature, someone with poise and power. Someone that matches your great ability. That's it. They're fucking putty in your hands. Every fucking time. So as I said, I just wanted to, as I said before, on over and over again, empathy is your greatest ally. And sympathy is your greatest weakness. Now, here's the thing. In my other video, and the reason why I made this video, I'm not sure if I've already addressed this, I'm kind of tired. The reason why I'm addressing this is because in my prior video I said, to ignore a woman's feelings is a really foolish idea. And I left it open-ended. I left it to the point where what I suggested, or what was being suggested, is to get in your emotions. No. No. Don't do that. You could still stay in frame, and you could still use logic while simultaneously understanding a woman's perspective. Because oftentimes, when a woman is attacking you, again, it's coming from a place of fucking defeat and weakness, and they're just trying to defend themselves. Or perceivably defend themselves. If it seems like you don't care, they're going to attack you. They're going to attack you because they feel like you're disregarding them. You're discarding them. That's what the narcissist is afraid of. Discarding. So they'll insult you. When a woman is trying to tell you to get a better job and to do all this other shit, she's really saying is like, dude, I'm fucking sick and tired of struggling, and I'm sick and tired of, you know, having to do all this shit. Can you figure out a way how to make a bit more money so that I'm not fucking, you know, living off of bullshit here? It's an attack. Yes. Don't forget that. There's a way to deal with punishment from that angle. But understand that it's coming from a place of, I need you to care. Once you understand that, you can approach it with, hey, I haven't forgotten you. I haven't discarded you, and I haven't let go of my dreams of trying to make it big. I just need some time. I'm working on something. I'm working on rapport, and I need you to respect that. That's it. A woman asks, where is this relationship going? Or what are we? It's because they're genuinely lost. In my opinion, that's where I like to keep them. Keep them in that position. That's just me. I'm a fucking weirdo like that. The reason why I like a woman like that is because I've got control over the situation. It's not that I'm controlling, it's that I'm able to predict the next move. Because the only place from that is two places. Either they break up with you, or they try to fucking force you into a situation to try and make the situation better, you know, for themselves. Oftentimes, I really enjoy trying to build a relationship rather than destroy one. But women these days are so fucking determined on destroying. The amount, what goes through some of their minds is, fuck, this is too hard. I don't want to fucking put in the work. And they just drop that shit like a bad habit. Like yesterday's lottery ticket. Or like yesterday's losing lottery ticket. They'll fucking drop you fast. But it's the ability to empathize with those situations that'll keep your heart at guard at all fucking times. It's because when you understand why a person makes a childish decision, you no longer feel fucking sadness. You feel sadness for them. Because they're still living in a childlike mentality. You're able to see where a lot of these people are mentally at. Can't help but see these people for who they really are. Just children wrapped, just a child's mind wrapped in an adult's body. That's it. Take the time to focus your energies on that. Try to understand the difference between feeling and believing. Take accountability for your actions and start to, in your head, dissect a lot of your conversations, your past conversations, even the more recent ones. Understand where a lot of those outbursts come from. Men are the same way. If a man has an outburst, it's out of frustration because they don't feel like they're being understood. That's it. All you got to do is just repeat back to them what you believe is the truth, and they'll correct you. And oftentimes, the correction is far more clear than the outburst was. Of course, a lot of you fucking know this. You're men. That is the brilliance of being a stoic. I hope you gathered something from this. And I hope you're able to put this into practice. Guard your heart.